Alaskans, wherever you are, welcome to the Must Read Alaska Show, coming to you from somewhere in Alaska. This is the place where we talk about, you guessed it, Alaska, where we keep the mainstream media on their toes, and where we are standing up for what's right in a world run by leftists. You can find out more by heading over to mustreadalaska.com, and also checking out the Must Read Alaska YouTube channel for some really great content. But first, let's get this party started.
Welcome, everybody, to the Must Read Alaska Show. I'm your host, John Quick, coming to you live from somewhere in Alaska. Today, we have a very special guest today, one of my favorite mayors from around the state of Alaska, Mayor Dave Bronson. You've probably been on here more than any other guest has been on here, so that's a crown to be worn. But welcome back to the Must Read Alaska Show, Mayor Bronson.
Happy to be back, John. It has been a while, though. Boy, it's been a few months, but it is great to be back. You guys are doing obviously very good work, great work, and especially Suzanne and all of her reporting.
Suzanne is awesome. One of the events that you guys recently had, which I'd love to hear about, is you and I think some municipal employees went down and made these Narcan kits. Tell us why that's important and why that's a big deal for you to kind of lend a hand and help out there.
Well, Narcan is a response. It's a drug that we use to revive people who've overdosed on primarily fentanyl. It's real important. It saves lives. I mean, it saves lives in the immediate. We did have a large event on packing event, Narcan kit packing. And they're little cloth bags, and we had to put a bunch of different things in them, swabs, gloves, the actual Narcan. We had a bunch of folks from the health department, primarily my office. And then we put out an ask for volunteers to come in. We've got a lot of them, a lot of folks from the military came out. So I would say we were pushing 35 people in a kind of a smaller room, and it was assembly line production. And I've been at all the different positions over the years as far as where to pack, and it's just, it was a lot of fun. We catered it. We had some great food, and we put together in a couple of hours nearly 5,000 kits. And then Now they will be distributed out through our health department to those folks that need them and those agencies that need them. So we keep them in our office. I know that in case something, we have folks come up and visit in the office, the eighth floor and throughout the building, City Hall, and we want to make sure we have those available.
That's awesome. So a little tidbit of news that recently happened was you had a police chief that retired and you appointed a new chief. Talk to me a little bit about the previous chief and some of his accolades and who this new police chief is. I think Anchorage is excited that, you're very quick to appoint somebody new. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, it wasn't actually quick at all. So I knew in December, Mike Crow was going to retire in April. He'd been putting it off. I coaxed him to stay on a couple of different times. He was going to go actually a year and a half ago, and then it pushed. And we were real happy to keep him. He's a cop's cop kind of guy, kind of a funny sense of humor. But I consider him a friend, great guy. He served our city well for many years. And so I started this time a little bit different. I started asking police officers whenever I saw them, who would make a great chief? And Bianca Cross, she's a captain in the detectives. Her name kept coming up. People think the world of her. She's very she's very concerned about the rank and file officer on the street. And that kind of hit home with me. She's very articulate, very diplomatic. She carries herself well, which is important in this, because there is some politics in being a police chief. You represent a very large agency, and she does a very good job. And since she's been on, and we, her and I've been talking for more than a month, I am more and more impressed with her every day. So I spent some time with her yesterday in some meetings. I think I made a really good choice. And at the end of the day, the rank and file got to have a say in this, and that was what was important. This police department is the premier police department, law enforcement agency in the state. It's the largest. And now it's this legacy of Mike Curl as a great leader is going to continue on through Bianca.
That's awesome. What one of the things, as you know, that government gets kind of made fun of a lot is keeping the potholes fixed. Well, I think I recently read somewhere that you guys have fixed something around 2,000 potholes in the last year. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think it's a bit more than that. You can go to the website and muni.org, and we track that stuff. So, unless you've been living under a rock, you know we've had a lot of snow this year. We're at a record year ever. We're within I think an inch or an inch and a half of the all-time snowfall here for Anchorage. It was a very challenging winter with the snow issue. We got a lot of snow really early, November 9th. Well, snow creates very much contributes to potholes because potholes are made far worse and are actually created because of water getting into the asphalt, freezing and breaking up spots. And so we've been on the pothole issue, hitting it really hard because we saw it coming with all the snowfall. We've had our we're trying to get our contractor to open up the hot asphalt plant sooner, because right now we're just doing cold patches and they're not real good. We've patched holes, and then a week or 10 days later, more water gets in, traffic hits it, and the potholes come apart. They reappear essentially. So once we get into the hot asphalt plant being open, that period of time, and I think that's another week or two, we've been trying to get them to open up early. And it's a private place. Then we can do more permanent fixes on these potholes. But boy, the potholes drive me nuts. But at the end of the day, one thing leads to another, and but we're getting there. Well, it'll be a good summer for roads.
Nice. Well, one of the things that the Senate and the House are in the middle of working out their budget. They recently approved, I think, $4 million for helping out with the homeless solution there in Anchorage.
Right.
Talk to me about why that's important for the city of Anchorage and what that could potentially go towards.
Well, we have a shelter space. It's the old Solid Waste Service building. We now call it CWS, Cold Weather Sheltering. We need to keep that shelter space for 200 people going now throughout the summer, because we have the overall situation is this. We have a confluence of challenges coming up. We've got some hotels that have been used, large hotels been used for homelessness, and the owners now have told us they want to go back into normal operation. And so we have right now a group of 874 is the rough number. People are not going to extra people are going to hit the streets. That's a real challenge. And so is what we needed to do is one of the fixes, this 200 people, 870 of the 874, 200 people live at CWS, and we need to operate it because we don't have any money to operate it in its entirety. So we went to the state because I believe homelessness is a statewide problem because people come from all over the state and live on our streets here in Anchorage. I don't think that's right, but that's what it is. So we went to legislature and asked for $4 million in help. We're going to put in our $4 million, so it's an $8 million operation to get us through the summer and into next year. So that was a coordinated effort between me and the assembly. We pushed it really hard together, and the legislature, good on them, had some real leadership there. I think Kelly Merrick from Eagle River took a good lead on that, and we got the 4 million. And our 4 million, so we're on our way to keeping that facility operating until a permanent large shelter can be built that's designed for homelessness, and we're still struggling there.
Yeah, it sounds like there's still back and forth going between what the assembly may think is the right solution and what you and your team may think is the right solution as boots on the ground. What do you think the long-term solution could be tackled here in the next couple of years, do you think? Is that realistic?
Well, we don't have that long. So last year we lost 50 two people on our streets. A lot of it was, let's talk about Narcan and fentanyl again. I get the reports, all the reports for when someone dies on our streets. And we have a name, and we're not allowed to use, say cause because the medical examiner hasn't determined that. But is what is universal is drug paraphernalia found nearby. That's a standardized statement. And so I was just reading, I think Friday, that the most recent report. So it's not always cold. In fact, it's more often overdose. People need to be supervised. And so that when they overdose, we can jump in with Narcan or whatever and revive them and save them, and counsel them. The trouble is we're doing that counseling and that supervision in parks and on trails and in parking lots. We need a place for them to have that exposure to professionals, to case managers. We don't have that place in at anywhere near the scale that we need. And now it's going to get worse because more people are going to move out onto our streets because of these hotels. The good thing is with the 4 million plus our 4 million, we're able to keep the cold weather shelter operating there on 56th Avenue and or 56th Street, and that'll at least mitigate that by 200.
Nice. Well, looking back the last 3 years, what are some of the things that you're most proud of that you and your team have accomplished while you're mayor of Anchorage?
Well, on the fiscal side, we always put forward budgets that were significantly under the tax cap. That's essential. We do now, we're aware of this. We have a fiscal challenge coming for the budget fiscal year 25. So we spent too much money. We continue to spend too much money, and we don't spend it in some areas as smartly as we should, especially in the area of homelessness. Since 2017, we've spent, I think they count as $247 million on homelessness. That's since 2017. I don't think we are getting for our money. It's not all wasted, don't get me wrong. But I don't think we're getting our money's worth. And the appropriating body, the assembly, they appropriate. So people need to understand I can't do a thing without money. And when I come up with a plan, every plan costs money. They turn me down. So it's been a challenge, but I'm proud of putting forward budgets that come under the tax cap in preparation for these fiscal challenges we're coming upon. And I think the city is operating very well. My management team is my executive team. I'm deeply, deeply proud of. It took a while to build it. They're running the city very well too, especially within the limitations placed on by the assembly and the environment. Again, back to snow. I think the city is coming out of COVID very well. We've got a lot of outside investment money that wants to come in, and we've been meeting with them. I'm meeting with another group that wants to come in and build $250 million worth of homes, market rate homes in Anchorage. We're very encouraged by that. I met with another group 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that wants to come in and build senior market rate senior housing condominiums, and that project there, we would love to see that come to fruition so that now people can, when you get to 7 years old, you want to move out of your big house, you don't want to shovel snow, you don't want to mow the lawn, you move into a nice condo community for 55 and older, and you got your pickleball and you got your gardens. We're really hoping that comes to fruition, and we think it will.
That's awesome. Let's talk briefly about this event that you just had, a drug take back kind of day. I think that was in partnership with maybe the DEA. Talk to me a little bit about that and how that went.
Well, we've done this now for 3 years. It's an event where at multiple front door of multiple Fred Meyers, to include the pharmacy at Providence Hospital, a great partner for the city. We stand out front. We have our banners up, and we have our collection sites. People can bring in their prescription drugs to just drop them off. No questions asked, not that there would be questions. And we did very well. And the amount of drugs that are dropped off would stun you. The truck would come around, and we'd have these 2 foot square boxes, cubed boxes, and they'd be full, and we'd just stack that truck up. And so I did a couple of sites this year. I did Eagle River Fred Meyer, and then I did Abbott Fred Meyer, and I know there's other sites, and that I couldn't get to all of them. So very
Nice.
good success once again. Our federal partners at the DA, what a great organization, and they're looking out for us.
That's awesome. Well, Mayor, 20 minutes has gone by in a flash here. Do you have any last minute thoughts here before we head off? The floor is yours.
Well, no, summer's, well, yeah. Summer's upon us. We've got some fantastic weather up here in Anchorage, 50, almost 60 degree weather and sunshine and calm. So the street sweepers are out. So watch out for them. We're brushing the side, sweeping the sidewalks. We anticipate, I hope, no more snow. We've had a lot of snow in the past in May, but we're moving forward. We're finishing up on the first quarter budget revision for the city's budget. That's going well. And the departments are serving our people well. We are short of employees. In nearly every department, from accountants to cops, fire department's doing pretty well, thanks to Doug Schrage. But we really, if people want to, shameless plug for work with Muni, if you want to come and work for Muni, we would love to have you. Please apply. And just, I'd like you to know, I worked for the airline industry for 30 years. I was in the military for many years. Our benefits package here at the municipality, I believe, are as good or better than anything I've experienced in those two work areas. So please apply. We, from accountants to virtually everything, we're short. It's a tough environment. The state and the corporations, the oil companies have been raising their pay, and people have been leaving. So now that's why I gave the largest pay increase in the history of the city to the police department here a few months ago, is because they deserved it. It was their pay was languishing, and we've been retaining officers because of that pay increase.
Nice.
So.
Well, Mayor, we wish you nothing but success here for Must Read Alaska. For folks that just caught the tail end of this, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the whole thing. You'll get to hear about the new police chief in Anchorage, filling of the thousands of potholes that are taking place, and how successful the drug take back program recently was. For folks that listen, watch, and read Must Read Alaska, if you want to help keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska, just go to mustreadalaska.com. On the right hand side, there's a little donate button. Every $5, $10, $100 helps keep the lights on here at Must Read Alaska. If you want to sponsor the Must Read Alaska show, just email me, John, JOHN, at mustreadalaska.com. You could be the sponsor of the number one podcast in Alaska. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome back anytime. Until next time, I'm John Quick from somewhere in Alaska.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.